Well, I mean, it is kind of serious because you are putting the life of people around you in danger.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Winston. You're listening to Bonersode number 22 for September 10th, 2019. This one was produced by the Mad Weasel. Thank you, Mr. Weasel. And that clanging around that you might hear in the background, that's Olga cooking. She's always cooking. Women, you know. Anyway, here's the thing.
Hello?
Hi, Hope?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston from the campsite.
How do you happen to be calling me?
Well, the reason I'm calling is I was going to ask if you could please stop sneaking in and using the tennis courts.
The tennis court?
Yeah, because we have you on the security footage. You know, you come over here late at night and you play tennis and then you take a dip in the pool.
No, I don't. I never come to your place.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. We got you on the security camera. Footage doesn't lie. So we just need you to, well, first, you need to apologize, and then second of all, just promise not to do it again.
Wait just a minute. There's got to be a mistake.
No, the security cam doesn't lie, doesn't make mistakes.
I've only been up there twice all season, and I didn't go anywhere near your place. And
yeah, well, you
so
definitely
you've
did.
You've got the wrong person. You really do have the wrong person.
No, it's definitely you, Hope. And maybe you're sleepwalking or something because it's so late at night. Maybe you just don't remember it or whatever. But yeah, you come over here and you play tennis and then you...
Then they're using my name because I can prove that I've
been here.
Well,
no. I have you on the security footage. I can see you walking around and swimming in the pool.
And that is crazy.
No, it's definitely you. Are you saying that you're sleepwalking and sleep swimming?
Well, I'm going to contact the police because this is...
Why would you do that? It's not a police matter.
This is totally bizarre. I haven't even been anywhere near your place.
Well, you definitely have, and it's okay. You don't need to lie. You know, just promise not to do it again. That's all. We don't have to get the police involved.
No,
it's not.
I'm not lying. I have...
Oh, yeah, you are.
I'm 82 years old. I don't even play tennis. I can't even play tennis. I'm 82 years old, so you've got the wrong person. They may be using my name, but I have not been anywhere near your place.
You don't sound a day over 70.
I'm 82 years old. I have not been anywhere near your
place.
Yeah,
it's the perfect crime. You know, you can hide behind your age.
Well, you better contact the police because
I'm not
going
to do that.
I've been down in my own place, many, many miles away from your place. So I haven't been near there at all. So
well, we're not going to contact the police. We just want you to promise not to do it again. That's all. And also, we took a sample of the water, you know, from the pool, and it came up positive for your fecal matter. So, I mean, if you are going to sneak over here...
Oh, for heaven's sake.
If you're going to swim in the pool, can
you... You go ahead and call the police, and I'll deal with it later.
Hope, we don't need to turn this into a police matter. I'm just saying, like, if you are going to sneak over here and swim in our pool, can you promise not to poop in it?
Hello.
Hi, James.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Winston.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling is I converted part of my house into a rehab facility. And so I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up that, you know, I'm going to be housing a few, you know, people with addiction, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you might see them out and about, you know, just kind of roaming the neighborhood and, you know... If you do, just treat them with respect. You know, they got their struggles and everything, but they're people too, you know?
Oh, yeah. I worked with special needs students in school.
Yeah. Oh, they're not retarded or anything. They're just drug addicts. You know, there's going to be some crackheads and other junkies. And if you find any pipes or needles or anything on your lawn, just, you know, you can just return them to me for safe disposal.
Did you talk to the board about this before you did this?
No. I figured they would turn the whole thing down. So, yeah, I'm just doing it, you know. Just took it upon myself to do this, you know. But I just wanted to kind of give everyone in the neighborhood a heads up, just in case, you know, they run into one of the crackheads or something.
Okay, I'm not so sure you can do that.
Well, you're not gonna tattle on me, are you?
Well, I'm on the board.
Well, you know, we could just kind of keep this between us. You know, you don't need to go and narc on me.
Well, I'm on the board, and I don't think you can do it.
Oh, well, it's already done. You know, I already have one of them here. He's sleeping right now, but starting on, well, tomorrow, I'm going to have 4 or 5 of them over here.
Well, we will definitely be talking about this probably Saturday before at the board meeting, because I don't think you can do that.
Oh, you don't need to bring it up. You know,
I have to bring it up. I haven't got a choice.
Well, that's a bitch move. You know, you don't have to, you know, tattle on me like that.
It's not tattling. It's a fact.
Yeah, well, what do you have against people that are trying to get over drug addiction?
I have nothing against them.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just trying to help them.
We need them in there.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, what's the big deal? They're not going to cause any problems or anything.
I tell you what, I will get a hold of the board and we'll discuss it and then we'll get back to you.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Whether you can do it or not.
Oh, fuck the board anyways. They're not going to be able to do anything.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is Woody available?
Who's calling?
This is Winston from the campsite.
Oh, hold on a minute. I'll see if I can find him. I can't find him. I think he must have gone to the store. Can I take a number so he can call you back?
Well, yeah. You know, I'm just over here at across the road. And the only reason I was calling is, you know, we have him on the security camera coming over in the middle of the night and swimming in our pool.
No, that's not him. We've been in England for the last 3 months.
Oh, yeah. This was from quite a while ago. We were just
in the middle of the night.
We were just reviewing the security cam footage from, you know, just a while back.
What time of night are we talking about?
Oh, you know, like 2-3 in the morning, just real late.
That's just not the case. I sleep with him. I know he doesn't get up at 2 or 3 in the morning and go swimming in the pool. I know that.
Yeah,
I sleep with him.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah, but I mean, you're asleep, so how would you know? I mean, obviously he sneaks
out. He sleeps like a log. He never wakes up in the middle of the night.
Well, maybe you sleep like a log because, you know, he's over here.
This is very strange. Give me your number because, I mean, he won't want to call you back about this. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's no big deal. You don't need to make this
into a... Well, it is a big deal because, you know, I'm sure he'd be very upset. He doesn't, for security purpose, I can understand why you don't want people wandering around.
Well, we don't need to turn this into a federal case or anything. Like,
No. But I mean, I think anybody, you know, if one's told one's doing something and one doesn't believe one is, I think... He needs to have a conversation with you. Yeah. So,
beyond the security footage, you know, we took a sample of the pool water a while back, and it came up positive for his stool sample. Like his fecal matter. It was definitely him.
There's something odd about this. Give me your number and your name.
Well, it was a perfect match.
Give me your number and your name.
My name's Winston.
Winston what?
Beauregard.
And you are, what's your role at the...
I'm just the administrative assistant here.
And who's your boss?
My boss is Olga. And look, if he's not going to stop, that's fine. You know, there's not a whole lot we can do.
Of course, he's never done this. He doesn't go pooping in a pool at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's the nuttiest thing I've ever heard. Who's your boss? Olga who?
Well, can you at least ask him to stop pooping in the pool?
I'm not going to talk to him about it. You're going to talk to him about it because you don't believe me. So you need to talk to him about it.
It's not that I don't believe you. It's just that I know for a fact.
He's right here.
Oh, suddenly he's there.
Don't be so damn rude. He's just come back from the store. How dare you talk to me like that?
Well, you've been lying to me this whole time.
I have not been lying. I told you he was unavailable, and now he's just walking in the
door. And suddenly he just materializes out of nowhere.
Excuse me. I don't know who you are, but I don't think you are who you say you are, because you're talking nuts.
Well, I'm just a little upset.
Winston Beauregard, who's claiming he's calling from... because you've been swimming in the pool at 2 in the morning and pooping. And he's got you on security camera. I'm going to give you Woody.
Okay.
I've never spoken to anybody so rude as you've been.
Well, you're the one that's lying.
Yes. Hello.
Ugh, gross. Is this Woody?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston from the campsite.
Yeah.
And the reason I was calling is We got you on the security camera coming over in the middle of the night and swimming in the pool.
No, I've never done that. Never been there.
Yeah, and also we took a sample of the pool water and it came up positive for your fecal matter. So it's definitely you. We have irrefutable...
That's ridiculous.
We have irrefutable evidence.
Give me your number.
I already gave her my number.
Could you give it to me again, please?
No, I refuse.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Well, stop pooping in our pool.
Hello?
Hi, Mary?
Yes.
Hey, it's Lee from the church.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling because the last time you were here, I noticed that you have the mark of the beast on you.
How do you know that?
Well, because I've been keeping my contact lenses in holy water, and it lets
I don't know. I don't know who you are. What?
This is Sleeve. Sleeve McDykel. And, you know, keeping my contact lenses in the holy water, it lets me see when, you know, people have the mark of the beast on them.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, it just means that Satan has a hold of you.
Has a hold of me?
Yeah, well, you need to repent.
I need to repent.
Yeah. Because you've been doing some sinning.
I've been doing some sinning. Like what?
Well, you tell me. What have you been up to lately?
And what did you say your name is?
Sleeve.
Steve.
Sleeve. Sleeve McDykel.
McDykel?
Yeah, and you're not one of those undercover Satanists, are you?
What you talking about, an undercover Satanist?
You? I'm asking, are you like an undercover Satanist?
I think you're all wrong.
What do you mean?
You've got holy water in your, whatever you call it.
Yeah, where I keep my contact lenses.
You keep your contact lenses in holy water.
Yep, and when I put them on, it lets me see who's evil.
Well, I'll talk to Preacher Matt about this.
No, Matt doesn't want to talk to you.
He doesn't.
Yeah, he said you're a sinner.
I am not a sinner.
Well,
I go to church every Sunday.
Well, yeah, but you're here, you know, spreading the gospel of Satan, and trying to corrupt everyone.
And
hey, who's that in the background?
That's my son.
Oh, well, tell him to just shut his damn mouth.
Well, you don't sound like much of a Christian using the language that you use.
Oh, of course I am. I speak for God.
No, you didn't.
God wants him to shut the fuck up.
Listen to that language. I'm gone.
Hello.
Hi, Yvonne?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston from the campsite.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to ask if you could please stop sneaking over and taking a dip in the pool at night.
Oh, why should I do that?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, it's not very safe to be swimming alone at night.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, you're just not authorized to be swimming in our pool. Like, that's for the people that are staying here, you know? Not for the residents in the area.
I really have no idea what you're talking about.
It's definitely you that's been swimming in the pool. We have you on the security camera. So don't play... Don't you play dumb with me.
Don't you play smart with me. I haven't been over to that pool.
No, the camera doesn't lie, ma'am. We have you on the footage, you know, several times.
Sorry, can't be me.
Well, it's definitely you. And look, you don't need to lie or anything. I know you're embarrassed.
Hey, who are you?
This is Winston from the campsite. And you just need to apologize and knock it off.
I have no idea what campsite you're talking about. I have no idea who Winston is.
You know damn well where we are. You keep coming over here and swimming in our pool.
I'm sorry, I've never been in your pool.
Oh, you definitely have. You need to quit lying.
I'm not going to listen to this. I'm sorry.
You keep coming over here and you poop in our pool.
I don't have to listen to this kind of talk.
Yvonne, you need to stop coming over here and pooping in our pool.
Residence.
Oh, is this Joel?
Yes.
Hey, Joel, it's Winston from the campsite.
Yeah.
And I was just calling because we were checking our security cam footage, and we noticed Linda was sneaking over and taking a dip in the pool. And so I was just calling to just to kind of ask that, you know, she stop doing that. Because it's actually happened a few times.
Who?
Linda.
My wife?
Yeah.
We have never used the pool there.
Oh, yeah, no. We caught her on the security camera. We have it about four or five different times.
We have never, ever, ever used the pool there. We come over and buy ice cream.
Yeah, no, no, I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying Linda. We have Linda on the security camera like four or five times.
Frankly, that's a blatant lie, because she has never used the pool there.
Oh, no, she
I don't care what you have on film.
Well, I mean, we have the footage, and, you know, we don't have to make a big deal out of it or anything, but can you just...
No, I'd like to see the footage, because she has never, ever used your pool.
Well, how
we
do you know?
We have our own pool here.
How do you know? Maybe it's when you're not home, or you're asleep,
no,
or something, because she definitely has. We have it, you know...
I want to see the footage.
Oh, I can show you the footage. You know, it's HD footage that we have. It's definitely Linda.
How do you know it's Linda?
It looks exactly like her. I mean,
how
are you saying that she
has...
Well, I mean, we've seen her around. You know, she comes over sometimes. Like you said, you buy ice cream and all that. We know who Linda is.
I don't believe that, because we have our own pool here. We have never used the pool over there at all,
yeah,
ever.
And another thing, you know, we took a sample of the pool water.
He has footage of you using their pool.
Oh, he's full of shit.
I know that's full of shit, but he has footage.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Speaking of shit, we took a sample of the pool water. And
hello.
Is this Linda?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. You sound like a guy. Are you sure this is Linda?
No, I'm fucking idiot. What do you want?
Why are you using that language?
Because you are accusing us of something we have never done.
Well, I'm not accusing Joel. I'm just saying it's you. I have you on the security
footage.
I've
never been over there. Ever.
Of course you have. You've been over here multiple times.
No, I have not.
Joel even admitted that you come over and buy ice cream.
We buy ice cream. We do not use the pool.
Okay,
we are talking about the pool, not the ice cream.
Okay, but you have been over here then.
Well, of course.
Okay,
Craig,
well, your story's already changing, so why am I supposed to believe you if you keep, you know, going back and forth on things?
Okay, I don't know who you are.
You're flip-flopping.
If you have information and you have documentation.
Yeah, I have
then
security cam.
You need to
cam.
Email it to us.
Hey, listen.
And we will call our attorney.
Listen, Linda, I have security cam footage of you coming over on multiple occasions and taking a dip in the pool.
No. No.
And also,
I have a pool here. It's heated. It's indoor.
Yeah, so why would you use why would you use ours then? That's what's weird.
I don't.
Well, the footage.
I don't know who told you it is us, but
the evidence
is
irrefutable.
Well, it's not us.
Well, Linda, also, I didn't say you and Joel. I just said you.
I don't use your pool.
Hey, but also, we took
Craig uses our pool.
Listen, Linda, we also took a sample of the water, and it came up positive for your fecal matter.
That's bullshit. You don't even know what my fecal matter is.
Oh, no, no, we have it on record.
No.
We have everyone's DNA on file.
Who is this, please?
This is Winston from the campsite.
I'm going to call my attorney right now.
Well, I mean, like I said, we don't have to make this into a big deal.
No, I am going to call my attorney.
Why? You going to sue us?
What is your name?
You're the one that's sneaking in and using our pool.
What is your name?
Winston.
Winston? What's
Correct.
Your last name, Winston?
Beauregard.
Spell it.
I-T.
How do you spell your last name?
Oh, my last name? It's Beauregard. Beauregard.
All right.
And I don't understand why you're going to sue us. Like, you're the one that's coming in and swimming in the pool.
No, I'm not. That's the problem. You are the one who is accusing us of something we have never, ever done.
Again, it's
even
not...
When
why do you keep saying us?
There.
I'm just accusing you, not
even
Joel.
Even when we camped there...
Joel is innocent.
We never used the pool.
Like, I don't understand
even
why you're lying. Just fess
there.
Up. Just, you know, just apologize and then we can move on.
How do you know it's me? Who identified me?
Because we all know what you look like.
No. Who identified me?
Well, first of all, we have your DNA on file and we got
you do not have my DNA on file.
Of
I have
course
never
do.
Given you my DNA.
Yeah, but we took it, you know, serotypically.
Okay, you can't even speak English, so how
can that's
you
rude.
Say?
That's racist. I was born in America.
Well, goody for you. Do you know Craig and Darcy?
Yeah, what about them?
Do you know them? Because
yeah, of course
I'm going to call them right now and have them go over and see the tape.
What do they have to do with this?
They're my relatives.
Well, they're not on trial here. You are.
No, that's fine. What is your name? And okay, I got your name.
Can you just stop swimming? Listen, can you just
so that I can have my attorney call you?
Can you stop coming over and swimming in the pool and pooping in it?
I am not coming over there. I have not been over there. I have never swimmed in your pool. We have camped there in the past.
Swam.
But we have never, ever, even then, swum in the pool because
swum.
It's dirty and it's not. I have a better pool
here. Well, it's dirty
because
you keep pooping in it.
This is done.
What's done?
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you over something I have never done.
Well, we've been arguing for a few minutes now.
Feel free to call the police.
What? It's not a police matter. That's silly.
No, it is. Because my attorney is going to be calling you regarding
Linda,
false accusations.
Hey, listen, shut the fuck up. Just shut up for a second and listen to me. All I want is for you to apologize and promise you'll never do it again. Linda? Thanks once again to the Mad Weasel. I hope you're not mad at Olga for making all the noise back there. She's still cooking. Apparently, she won't stop until I'm fed or something. It's ridiculous. Thanks to everyone for supporting the show. It's dinner time. Bye.
Say you stay home. Going with the flu. Find out from friends. That was a your headphones on again. Walk through the Manhattan valleys of the dead. Didn't wanna be your ghost. Didn't wanna be anyone's ghost. Didn't wanna be your ghost. Didn't wanna be anyone's ghost. But I don't want anybody else. I don't want anybody else. You said I came close. Has anyone come to live underwater for more than a month? Inside my heart, it was. It said it should tear a kid apart. It does. Didn't wanna be your ghost. Didn't wanna be anyone's ghost. Didn't wanna be your ghost. Didn't wanna be anyone's ghost. But I don't. I don't want anybody else. I don't want anybody else. I had a hole in the middle where the lightning went through. I told my friends not to worry. I had a hole in the middle. Someone said sure to do. I told my friends not to worry. Didn't wanna be your ghost. Didn't wanna be anyone's ghost. Didn't wanna be your ghost. Didn't wanna be anyone's ghost.
I don't know where you get your information, mister.